Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for staying with me. Always a pleasure to be able to hang out with you, especially when I can reintroduce you to our good friend Giovanni Cortola, one of my heroes, Vice President of Small Business Policy at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. That's uschamber.com, right, Giovanni?
Oh, that's correct. And I tell you, it's been great here at the Chamber fighting for small businesses, and it's always terrific to be on your show, Jim.
We're glad to have you here. And folks, go over there and find out all the things that they're doing for small businesses. Giovanni, there's a big talk these days about jobs bills, jobs legislation, a plan for jobs. President Obama apparently next week or a week after is going to unleash his jobs program. The Republicans have their ideas for jobs. Well, the truth is, Giovanni, small businesses and big businesses create jobs. Politicians don't really create jobs. The best they can do is get the heck out of the way and let us create the jobs. But be that as it may, they're gonna have their plans. And I'm sorry if I sound skeptical, but you're up there at ground zero. What are you seeing? What kind of an indication are you getting as far as what some of these jobs plans are going to be like?
Well, this fall it's going to shift from debt and deficit. That's always going to be in the background to jobs, and I think you can see both those themes run through the election. What I've seen is twofold. I think you're going to see with the president and in the administration more government spending. Now that's they don't use the word spending; they use the word investment. You hear investment; that's another word for spending, and you're going to see spending on
and the money they're investing is coming out of our pockets.
Right, they're investing your money.
They're taking money away from the people who actually can create the jobs.
Yes. It's kind of a oxymoron, but that's what we see here in Washington. From the administration, you're going to see R&D. You're going to see infrastructure spending. You're going to see another extension of the payroll tax cut, even though it's temporary. That basically what they're doing is trying to do there is put hands in money in the hands of people, which I find it nice to get a little extra money. But still, I don't know if I was a small business guy, and I think all small businesses love the fact that people get money. But I don't know that that's going to instill spending. I think the thing that most small businesses want is jobs, and they want
sales. They want more sales, right.
Correct. And they want the government to get out of the way. Now, on the Republican side in the House, what you're going to see is more of a creating of an environment in which jobs can be created. You'll see the reining in of EPA, the reining in of NLRB. EPA just came out with, and they didn't need to do this.
That's my standing ovation, Giovanni.
Yeah, I know.
I'm giving that plan a standing ovation.
Well, EPA just came out with this ozone regulation that will actually put 85% of the counties in the United States out of compliance. It's going to hurt. It's going to hurt power plants. It's going to hurt the building trades. It's actually going to hurt even the unions. They're looking for construction jobs. So this is the type of thing. This is a very activist EPA that's out there in. We feel that, or the Republicans feel that, if they rein in and make a better environment for jobs to be created by the business community, that's going to happen. Right now, uncertainty is driving the lack of jobs.
Right.
And regulation, taxation, all of that is fueling the uncertainty.
Right. Good. Well, I'm glad to hear that somebody's doing that. I mean, this EPA, folks, is the same EPA that has designated the air that comes out of your lungs when you exhale a dangerous gas. Carbon dioxide is a dangerous gas.
And another part of this jobs package I think you're going to see, and certainly all of this is under wraps,
Yeah.
What we have had is an op-ed in the Washington Post by Cantor, and certainly chatter on the Hill. But another thing is trying to rein in health care. So you're going to see a real contrast between two different theories on how to create jobs, more of the investment side from the administration, and more of creating an environment or creating the ability for or the certainties for businesses to create the jobs. And
you know, Giovanni, regardless of which side of the aisle you're on, isn't it beautiful to see our government, our country work? I mean, we got warts and all. It's still a beautiful thing to see us debate these issues. And
it is.
And I appreciate the part you're playing there, Giovanni, you and the chamber. Thanks for being here. Good job. We'll see you next time.
Well, thank you very much, Jim.
Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingham. I'll be back after the news. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.